The Riddle of the Robin Hood. Robin. Chapter 1. A Fine Feathered Friend. Willow was excited. She danced a happy little jig of impatience while she waited for her friends, the well-wishers. She had something wonderful to show them. Kendall, Ashlyn, Camille, and Emerson came into the garden. "Hi, Willa," they said. "Hi," said Willa. "Hurry and put on your wellies. I've got a surprise for you." "That's wonderful," said Emerson. "I love surprises." "What is it?" asked Camille. She was hopping on one foot as she pulled her Wellington boot onto the other foot. Carrot, the pet bunny, hippity hopped along next to Camille. Willa led the way to the maple tree. "Look," she said. "There, nestled cozily between the roots, was a brave little bright yellow flower. The well-wishers crouched around it." "Oh, it's so cute," said Ashlyn. "It's a crocus," said Willa, "and it means that spring is here." "Spring!" crowded Emerson, bouncing up to her feet. "Spring is my favorite season. I love everything. Springy. I'm springy myself." She began to bounce and boing up and down like a spring. Boing. Goody. Boingity, boing, boing, boing. "I like spring too," said Kendall. "Especially March," she laughed, and pretended to play a flute as she marched in place. "Come on, let's march. Hop, two, three, four. Hop, two, three, four. Everyone marched. Carrot hopped between them to join behind them to join the fun. Suddenly, a cheery whistle filled the air as if a piccolo player had joined their pretend parade to wait. "Shh, shush, Willa," holding her hand to her ear and tilting her head to listen. "What's that?" whispered Emerson. Willa smiled. "I think it's another sign of spring," she whispered back. Willa beckoned to her friends. Quickly and quietly, they tiptoed around a maple tree. Willa pointed to a bird perched way out of a bobbing branch. It was a stout bird with gray wings and a red chest, yellow legs, and bright black eyes. "It's a robin," Willa said happily. "The first robin of spring." "Ooh, cool," the girls. The friendly robin cooked its head and looked at the girls. "Too late." The robin chirped proudly as if to say, "Oh, yes. You are quiet, right to admire me. I am very good looking indeed." "Look how shiny the robin's red chest feathers are," said Camille. "It looks like it's wearing a fancy red vest," said Ashlyn. Too wheat? Tweeted the robin as if it were asking a question. "Yes, absolutely. Tweet," Willa answered politely. "Pa, absolutely. Tweet," Willa answered politely. "Please stay. Welcome to the garden." The girls didn't think Willa was silly to talk to a bird. Willa understood animals, and this robin seemed to understand Willa perfectly. The robin puffed out its red chest, lifted its little bill, and sang. Emerson rose up on her tiptoes and flapped her hands excitedly. "I've made up a song," she announced. she stood up under the tree and flung her arms out wide. Looking up at the robin, she sang to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb. Sing to us your song so sweet. Song so sweet, song so sweet, sang to us your song so sweet. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Since you're back, you know it's since you're back, we know it's spring. Now it's spring. Now it's spring. Since you're back, we know it's spring. Tweet, tweet, tweet. As if delighted, the robin fluttered its feathers and trailed with gusto. Emerson smiled and said, "It's fun to sing along with a fine feathered friend like our robin."